You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So, Ribbono Shel Olam is very famous to do kindness. And where is the source? How do we know that? How do we know? Yes. So he was making money, you know? No? And usually, like people know when start a business, what do they do next? Or before it? They print a business card. No? So you can write anything you want in there. It's not even, you know, might not be really accurate or true, but, you know, to make a business card is very easy. So, Ribbono Shel Olam is known that he does kindness, chesed, olam, chesed ibane. How do we know? Where is the source? Marja. Right. Yeah, he came to visit Abraham Avinu. Yes, that's true. So anywhere else, that's true. But anywhere else that you know about, what happened to Adam and Chava after they committed sin? So here Hashem was the first tailor. Yeah?
Custom made.
That's the kindness?
Yes, of course. The biggest kindness.
Like, let's say when the kids, they take their clothing off, you don't put it back on? No, that goes without saying, you know, what kind of extra effort it is. You know, you see somebody needs shoes, they put the shoes on. No? So now here, after Adam and Chava, they realize that they do need clothing. You tell a kid, you know, don't go out, it's cold. So what the kid do? They don't listen to you. So they go out, and then, God forbid, they catch a cold. So then, what do you tell them? See, I told you to not go out. She didn't listen to me. See what happened to you? If you would listen to me, this would not happen to you. So now after Adam and Chava, they committed sin, what should Hashem tell him?
I told you.
See, you don't listen to me. So now, go take care of yourself. So now here, we learn a very important lesson. What is the real kindness?
Don't rebuke somebody.
No, the real kindness here is, even though they don't listen to you, but still, you don't stop to do kindness to them. That's the source of the kindness. Yeah. And that's how we learn from Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though that Adam and Chava disobeyed, disobeyed Ribbono Shel Olam, instead of Ribbono Shel Olam rebuking them, still didn't stop to do whatever that is possible and needed to do for them. But our nature here is, we get upset, we get aggravated. See, he doesn't listen to me, he disrespects me. It's true. We don't know better. But the point of the matter here is, to do kindness when it's needed, or we feel that we should do, is good, is great. But that's not the real kindness. Real kindness is when people turn their back to you, when they don't respect you, when they don't listen to you. So then when you still do kindness, that means this is kosher kindness. Because usually we do kindness because
they did something nice for us.
Because we like to be appreciated. We like to be thankful. That's why we do kindness. But if you do kindness that would not be recognized, why should I bother? You like to do kindness to be boosted up. So in these cases, that is, there is no return. So then, that's a real chesed emet, is called. So Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, even though that Adam and Chava didn't listen to me, but I did not stop taking care of them. And this is it's a very, very high level that you still be willing, even though you're hurt, even though that you're disrespected, but you don't stop to do kindness. And you know what happens?
Hashem treated you the same way.
No. You're not listening. You know what happens?
Make a big olam hapa for
you. No. No. What happens then? You become godly. You become like Ribono Shel Olam. But if you do just kindness, you do just humanistic kindness. You are human. But to be like Ribono Shel Olam, you have to look for kindness that people, they don't listen to you. If they don't listen to you, what's the big deal? You have to look for people that they disrespect you, they don't listen to you, they ignore you, what you tell them, no. That's the real kindness. It's called godly kindness. You have to look for those type of kindness. And actually there's a patent. Before you do kindness, you tell them, don't listen to me. נזכה בעזרת השם שחודש מלא ישועות שמחות בעזרת השם ברוך הוא נשלח לנו גואל צדק.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.